Our guest on the show today is Katie Rackham. The pandemic tried really hard to steal all of her joy this year, but being an optimist by nature, she would not let that happen. We'll talk about her intimate, socially distanced wedding, and some other memories she was able to make this year, despite the circumstances. We also had a few listeners call in and generously share their uplifting moments with us. Welcome to What Brings You Joy.
Hi, Yules. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Same. So what have you been up to lately?
I've been trying to keep my news exposure within a healthy range, talk with friends and family often, and just surround myself with positive things as we're going through this less than favorable period in time. What have you been up to?
I've been doing a lot of meditation lately, so that's been helping me cope.
Nice. Meditation is a great remedy for many things. I like that. And what brought you joy this week?
I had a video chat with a couple of friends, and about an hour into it, we had pretty much run out of things to talk about. So one of them suggested that we do karaoke on video chat.
Nice.
And so he starts playing the song in the background, and we're both singing along, and the other friend on the call refused to participate.
Thief of joy.
I know. And then we got to the chorus, and the call starts to lag. And then freeze, and then lag again. We both ended up singing different parts of the song simultaneously. The hilarity of that experience reminded me of how our fails can be joyful too, if you can laugh at them.
I hope you guys recorded. I would love to hear that.
Next time.
Fine. I fully support the idea of laughing at our own failures, by the way. Life's too boring if we can't laugh at ourselves.
Very true. So how about you? What brought you joy lately?
I have a couple of things to share this time. One is I've been doing some mindful walking, which, as you know, came highly recommended by Miguela in our last week's episode. I started noticing more detail about my neighborhood. One of the houses has the most lovely garden that's kind of a mess, but that's what makes it really charming. And another has a lag lamp in their window, just like the one in a Christmas Story movie. So that's been fun. I know you tend to walk a lot as well, huh?
Yeah, I do. About a month or so into quarantine, I started doing themed walks. So some days I look at porches in particular, and then a few weeks ago it was roses because roses were in full bloom.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's the other thing that you wanted to share?
My second thing is that many people, at least in my area, have been really nice about social distancing. They will either stop or move to the side and let you pass, or if you let them pass, they will wave and smile at you and really show their appreciation. I hope people see these good little things in between their daily worries, not to downplay them at all, but we can only do so much and can only control so much. And our thinking is something we can control, at least to a degree. I love our guest today, Katie. I admire her optimism, and I hope our listeners find her spirit contagious.
I agree. Katie is like a beautiful summer morning, sunny and happy and full of hope. But first, here are a few voicemails our listeners left us for the Reel of Joy.
I love to talk with my brother every Saturday. He's in Colombia and I'm living here in the United States. He just brings me peace and happiness to my life.
What brought me joy lately was being able to spend more time with my mom. We've been having a lot of baking adventures together on our Friday and Saturday nights, trying out different recipes, and that's been a lot of fun.
What brought me joy lately was watching Bob's Burgers on repeat. But on a deeper note, especially with this whole pandemic and quarantining, it definitely made me realize that what brought me joy lately is knowing I have lifelong friends I can count on, my health, and my job.
I'm thrilled to introduce our guest today, Katie Rackham. She's my excursion slash day trip buddy, a fellow introvert, and one of my closest friends. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So tell us a bit about you, where you're from, what you like to do in your free time, and a fun fact about you.
Sure. I
was born in New York and then grew up in the North Shore of Milwaukee. I moved to Utah when I was about 18, studied translation in school, lived in Spain for a couple of years, serving a mission for my church, and now I am about to move to Detroit. It's kind of like the where I'm from story, I guess. I am a pretty normal human, I guess. I like eating and I like singing and I like hanging out with people. An interesting fact, my ears do not match, but nobody ever notices.
I did not know that.
That is so unique.
Yeah, that's very unique. Wow.
Very cool, Katie.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that very fun fact about you, Katie. So my next question is, what brought you joy lately?
Lately, something that has been bringing me joy is painting my toes, which seems really silly, but I feel like usually there's a lot more pressure to look nice, but when you're in quarantine and you don't see anybody, there's actually more like joy and pleasure in looking nice because you're really only doing it for you because nobody else is going to see you.
Wait, Katie, just to make sure I understood you right, you said painting your toes?
Yeah, like painting your toenails. Oh, wow. Did it sound like having like little portraits on my toes?
Sorry.
Oh,
no, you're fine. I was like, this is interesting and unique, too.
What an imagination you have there, Yules.
Well, you know, people do all sorts of things during quarantine. You never know. I mean, you got to be open-minded to everything.
Well, that's very true. So you've had quite a year from traveling to Michigan and back when the pandemic first hit to having a virtual bridal shower, then having a socially distanced wedding.
Yes, it has been a really, really crazy year.
Yeah, wow. But what we really want to talk about, Katie, is your virtual bridal shower. What an experience.
Oh, man. Yes, it was.
Tell us more.
It was lovely. It was lovely. And it was so sweet and so unexpected.
Okay.
And it was a little bit awkward.
You've got to give us some more.
Well, oh, where do I start? I kind of didn't know it was going to happen until sort of the day before it happened, which I was glad of. It was still cheating. I wasn't supposed to know, but I think I would have been a little bit off guard if I hadn't known. So it was very good in that regard. I thought for about a week that I was just going in to have like a checkout meeting at work because we're moving across the country and I'm going to be working remotely. So I just thought it was like a normal last one-on-one. And then I showed up and my desk was beautiful. And there were balloons everywhere and there were decorations and there was a big box of crumble cookies on the desk and it was covered in gorgeously wrapped presents. And I honestly almost cried because it was just so sweet. And after not seeing anybody for a while, it was like the closest I'd felt to people at work in months. And then there was a little note card in front of my chair that said, turn on the computer and join this call. So I joined the call and I turned on my camera because it said on the note card, join the call and turn on the camera. And so I did and no one had their cameras on. So it was like, I understood kind of that it was like a watch party, I guess, but I didn't know what to look at. And it was really sweet and people were talking to me, but I didn't know where to look on the screen. And so it was super, super sweet and super awkward because I didn't know what to do. And I'm absolutely sure I looked very uncomfortable, but I was trying to look like really grateful and uncomfortable at the same time.
You did a great job at that.
Oh, good.
You did. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, someone even forgot to mute their mic and they're eating lunch in the background the entire time.
Oh, man.
I know. Right before we joined this call, Katie, I was eating a snack. I was like, oh my goodness, I have to finish it before Katie joins the Zoom meeting because I do not want her to have another call with somebody eating loudly.
That's okay.
Well, you were a champ. You really handled that one well. You kept smiling the entire time and you were really friendly and you could tell you were feeling a little awkward, but you handled it very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, really
I'm glad to hear it came off that way.
I was really tempted at turning mine on, but I didn't want to be the first one to do it.
It's the thought that counts and also the presents, so it's fine. Yeah.
They were really, really great presents.
And just to clarify for our listeners,
Rach, Katie, and I work together in our day job, and this was organized by our coworkers. Our office had been working remotely already for a couple of months prior to that. And Katie, I'm sure you were a little surprised when your boss asked to have you one-on-one in person and bring your future husband along.
I mean, I thought it was a little weird, but you know, I was like, she wants a new person to talk to.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah.
That's hilarious.
And you got married shortly after that fateful day. How did that go?
It was good. It turned out surprisingly well. When we had originally started wedding planning, I got a little bit nervous and thought that the stressful part of my wedding was going to be that there were so many people there. Because when we put together the list of his family and friends and all of my family and friends, it was about 350 people altogether.
Wow.
Which is a big wedding. And I'm more of an introvert, so I was kind of worried thinking about that. So initially, when everything started closing down, I was a little bit relieved. I was like, oh, like, that sounds horrible. That sounds horrible. But I was like, that is such a good excuse to have a smaller wedding. But I think it was mostly stressful because I had to keep planning and then replanning, and so many restrictions were shifting that we ended up planning the wedding 4 times within 2 months. Moving around the date that we were going to get married, and then everything ended up shifting. And so in Utah, we were originally going to get married in the temple like right away, and then all of the temple shut down, and so I replanned it. And then 2 days before the wedding, they announced that temples were going to reopen the week after I had the wedding planned. Aww. And I got about 5 texts 2 days before the wedding of, hey, are you going to move it to next week? And I just burst into tears. I was like, I've planned this wedding 4 times. I can't do it again. We're just going to do it the way I'm doing it. But yeah, the actual day worked out really, really well. We had about 40 people there, and we just kind of did an outdoor picnic park wedding. And we put each family on their own picnic blanket with a little basket with empanadas and cake and like a picnic. And so we got married in front of everybody, and then we kind of walked around and stood kind of distanced, but chatting to everybody for a while, and just a beautiful, small little wedding. It went really well.
What a good creative approach to that, and way to still make it happen despite all the circumstances.
Yeah.
And there's something inherently romantic about picnics, I think. And that kind of amplified the beauty of that wedding as well. By the way, one of my favorite parts of your wedding was finding empanadas in my basket. That brought me a lot of joy. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
It was honestly my favorite wedding too. And I had told everybody who wanted to listen how you made it happen. And it even inspired another friend to have her own small and socially distanced wedding as well, a week after, literally.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That wedding does sound really lovely. Could you tell us more about the planning process? I know you talked a little bit about changing the venue. Any other details that you might have changed to accommodate the whole new reality?
We were originally going to get married in my neighbor's backyard. Well, we were going to get married in the temple and then have our reception in a neighbor's backyard. But we didn't want to do it in the neighbor's backyard because it would keep everyone kind of closer together than in a park. I didn't want to risk anybody getting them sick. So that's when the venue changed, and then the date kind of jumped all around. My husband's mother is from China and was planning to go back to China right after our wedding. And obviously that has not worked out well. But so originally we were like, oh, maybe we should do the wedding really quick before she leaves so that she can get on a plane back to China. And then we're like, maybe we should wait a couple weeks and see if restrictions lift and then more people can come. And so we just didn't really know what was going on with the date for about 3 weeks. And then we were like, okay, we just have to like commit to a day and make a plan. And then, yeah, we went on a lot of wedding venue hike dates where we would drive up the canyon and we would stop at the park and we would walk all around the park and say, do you want to get married here?
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So, and that was a very good de-stressing activity. I mean, even though it was like stressful to be like, we don't know where we're getting married, but like to just be able to like, go up to the parks in the mountains and walk around and be like, maybe here, and kind of make the uncertainty of it more of a, a fun guessing game than an uncertainty was pleasant for me.
Yeah, how fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. It's a very joyful process. Well, you turned it into a joyful process.
It was pretty joyful.
Yeah.
So you had a pretty extensive honeymoon planned.
Oh, man. I'm still bitter about this.
Your whole year has been thrown off. It sounds like every single event in your life.
My whole year.
Yeah, tell us more about that and what you've decided to do.
So we wanted to travel a lot because this is the last summer before Lynn is going to be working full-time, and then we'll have to save up vacation and all of that. And yeah, so it was just, this was the perfectly timed summer to go on a really big trip. So our original plan was we were going to honeymoon by ourselves around the south of China through the countryside and all of the big tourist sites in a really relaxed pace and go to like 8 different cities. And then we were going to kind of meander up the coast and end up in the north of China where Lynn's family is from and hang out with them for 2 months. And then just like go on little weekend trips. Beijing and the Great Wall and the beach. But that did not happen.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, no, because we can't go anywhere. So we ended up honeymooning in St. George mostly, and we went on a lot of hikes, and I got very sunburned, which is funny because I had 3 freckles before our honeymoon, and then after our honeymoon, my whole face is covered in freckles. That sunburned. But yeah, so we went down there, and then we stayed for about 2 weeks, and then in the middle of the 2 weeks, I was like, this doesn't feel very honeymoon-y because I've been to St. George a lot. So I was like, let's go to Vegas.
Now you're talking.
That was like the answer, right? Of like, that's going to feel like a honeymoon. And so we went to Vegas and everything was closed. Everything. So pretty much we were quarantined in an Airbnb in Vegas for 3 days. We did walk down the strip that was completely empty and took some pictures in front of famous places, but there was nothing to do. But it was still fun.
Wow. But yeah. All I can say is I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I am keeping the promise of all of those trips.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cash them in for the next 30 years. I'm going to be like, but you said we could go to this city.
That's a great way to look at it. Yeah. Despite of all the changes of plans you had to do, and I mean, trading, you know, China for St. George, Utah, you know, not the best thing in the world to happen, and going to an empty Vegas on lockdown. I mean, just, I love how you're still maintaining that positive attitude. That's so cool.
I agree. So Katie, you're one of the most joyful and positive people I know. What does joy mean to you?
Oh, that's a great question. Joy to me is a very peaceful word. Sometimes we think sparks and excitement and fireworks for joy, but joy to me is something more sustainable, and it's more like glowing, if that makes sense. So I think that I feel the most joy when I feel really relaxed and calm and confident that things are going to be okay, even if they're not necessarily like how I picture them or how I would plan them out. But just kind of that feeling that everything is fine. That sense of well-being is probably how I best feel joy.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a really beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah, I really like your take on that as well.
You know, when you said glowing, it reminded me of when we went to the Water Lantern Festival. And looking back at it, the way the lanterns glowed and floated on the water kind of reminds me of the bits and pieces of joy in life. And that leads me to my next question. If joy were an event, what kind of event would it be?
That's a good question. I think joy would be the kind of nap that you take after you've been playing in the sun on the beach all day. When you come inside and you're still super happy from that and you eat some watermelon and then you fall asleep. That calm feeling.
Wow, that's gotta be one of my favorite answers right there.
Yeah, well, that was wow. Good
it's
job.
It's like you took us there. You know,
I'm glad.
Watermelon.
I'm glad I can take you to my joyful place.
Yeah,
you just did. You just painted such a vivid picture. It was amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today. I had an amazing time listening to your stories.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been delightful to talk to you both and to get to remember some wonderful moments that I have maybe not been thinking about as much lately.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you for sharing your joy with us.
See you guys later.
Have a great day.
Bye.
And that's our episode for today. If you enjoyed the show, please follow us, subscribe on your favorite platform, and tell a friend to help us grow.
If you'd like to be featured in a Reel of Joy, leave us a voicemail at anchor.fm/whatbringsyoujoy. Tell us your name and where you're from, and share your recent moment of joy with us.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Stay healthy, stay positive, and follow your joy.
What have you been up to?
Blah, blah, blah.
I love that.
Katie, did you change your last name or?
I didn't yet. So here's what happened. I haven't done any of the paperwork yet because we went to the bank to like get some bank things straightened out. And the guy at the bank was like, do you want to change your name? And I thought he meant officially and he just meant like on the bank account. And it kind of like spooked me. And I was like, oh my goodness, I don't even know where I want to put my name. Everyone's like, so you're just getting rid of your middle name, right? But I've had that middle name for 26 years. And I think people, they don't understand how emotionally attached you get to your name.
Being pressured by a banker to change her name on the spot. Don't make me make this major life decision in the bank.
Exactly. And he looked at me like he wanted me to answer within 3 seconds. And I was like, whoa.
You're holding up the line.
Right? Oh, man.
Just so you know, Katie, there's no breathing allowed.
No fun. Yes.
Okay. I'll be sure.
And we have to laugh like ladies as well.
Okay. Got it.
Not like horses. Okay. No, you can laugh any way you like. I can edit it later. I've perfected cutting out breathing and laughter.
And S's.
Good to know.
Yes. Your excellent will be turned into excellent. Okay. So.
Sorry. Katie's like, where am I? It's just been, and it's hard to formulate a thought here.
I get that.
Yeah. Like, I wish I was as quick on my feet as Katie.
Yeah, I take two.
Take two, okay. So, Katie, in addition, that was so serious, guys.
So joyful.
Oh my gosh, I can't breathe or laugh, but I have to be joyful. I don't even know. What am I doing?